From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. 12 days after its departure hall was damaged by suicide bombers, Brussels' main airport will partially reopen for passenger flights Sunday. Speaking to reporters Saturday, Zaventem Airport Chief Executive Arno Feist confirmed that three Brussels Airlines flights will depart for Belgium's main airport. Feist also announced temporary repair work and security features that will be used at the airport as it works toward a return to full operation.
A temporary construction is implemented next to the connector on the tarmac. Only passengers coming from the car park will have access to this zone via the bus station. In this construction, first 4 lanes, then 8 lanes are installed with metal detectors and X-ray screening equipment to screen all passengers and their luggage.
Meanwhile, Belgian police made several arrests following a tense confrontation between right-wing protesters and anti-racist youth in Brussels on Saturday. U.S. President Barack Obama has praised this week's nuclear security summit, saying it gave visiting countries a chance to focus on the fight against terrorist groups like the Islamic State in Syria and Iraq. In his weekly media address, Mr. Obama said that many of those attending the conference are either fighting Islamic State or have an interest in seeing it overthrown.
At this summit, we pledge to keep up our efforts to prevent the world's most deadly networks from obtaining the world's most deadly weapons.
The president added the summit's goal of reducing the world's nuclear materials is especially important in light of the rise of terrorist networks that would use them given the chance. This is VOA News. Syrian officials said Saturday the army found a mass grave on the northeastern edge of Palmyra after it recaptured the ancient city from Islamic State militants. Authorities say there were at least 40 bodies in the grave, including women and children. Some of the bodies had been beheaded, others had been shot. The London-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights confirmed the discovery of the mass grave. The group also said Islamic State had executed nearly 300 people during its 10-month occupation of Palmyra and buried them on the outskirts of the city. Reports from Mogadishu, Somalia say 7 people, including 3 intelligence security officers, have died in 3 separate shootings. The violence comes just one day after confirmation from a U.S. official that an airstrike killed a senior member of the al-Shabaab militant group. Hassan al-Dor's death was confirmed Friday. The Somali government last year put him on a most wanted list of 12 people involved in terror attacks in Mogadishu. Kenya has marked the one-year anniversary of the brutal al-Shabaab attack on Nairobi's Garissa University that killed 148 people. As Mohamed Yusuf reports, families of the victims held a memorial service in Nairobi Saturday.
In central Nairobi, a handful of parents met in a public park to remember the victims of the Garissa University attack. The parents lit candles and one after the other stood to talk about their loss and to give words of encouragement to help others overcome their loss. In April 2015, a group of armed men from the militant group Al-Shabaab stormed the university before sunrise and started killing the students. Al-Shabaab militants said they attacked the campus in retaliation for Kenyan military operations in Somalia. The siege at Garissa went on for at least 12 hours. Kenyan security forces were severely criticized for their slow response. For now, Garissa University victims' families continue to overcome the pain. But many feel they have been abandoned by the state and their communities, as some continue to search for answers what happened that day at the university. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
The Turkish Coast Guard intercepted more than 60 migrants and refugees in the Aegean Sea as they tried to reach the Greek island of Lesbos on Saturday. The group, which included Syrians, was transported to the western Turkish town of Dikli in compliance with an EU-Turkey deal that takes effect April 4th. Turkey agreed with the European Union last month to curb the unprecedented influx of migrants. Under the terms of the deal, migrants who arrive illegally in Greece from Turkey will be sent back unless their application for asylum is accepted. In return, the EU will resettle thousands of legal Syrian refugees. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.